Hello, Audioboom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Friday the 19th of September 2014 and it's 20 past 7 in the PM. I'm just on my way home, being on a few errands. First thing to say, overnight news, we are still united. I'm not really sure how I feel about that, to be honest. But then again, as I said, I think I said, in an earlier Audioboom, it doesn't really matter how I feel because I'm English. It's how people north of the border feel. North of the border that isn't really a border. Kind of strange, I don't know. Kind of strange. Anyway, let's leave that one alone. So, where have I been? What have I been doing? Well, I've just been on a mission to clear out some junk. Well, not necessarily junk. Sorry, I'm just negotiating a really rather tricky junction. I am hands-free, by the way, people. You are tucked behind the sun visor. I've just been to sell on a clothes horse. No, actually, sorry, it's not a clothes horse. That's what I've been using it for the last 5 years. It's a cross trainer. my wife bought a very nice cross trainer. Just in case anybody doesn't know, it's one of those things where you kind of stand on two sort of big, massive pedal things and you have two big, tall, like, handle things up in the air and the kind of pedals and the handles move together. So as you run with your feet, your arms go backwards and forwards as well. And it had, like, this computer on it that measured your speed and your distance and your energy you put in, and you had a couple of things you grabbed and it measured your heart rate as you were going and all this malarkey, counted your calories, and it was quite a swanky piece of kit. And Olas used it for quite a while. She was quite good, but then other things happened, babies came along and that kind of thing, and it just didn't get used anymore. It was just sat there in the guest room. It hasn't been used for ages, but conveniently it's been sat in the guest room next to where we just have the ironing board left up all the time, unless we've got guests, obviously. So it's really handy for when you just, like, iron the shirt or something, just to hang over the back of it until you put it on. I'm a bit lost now. I don't know where I'm going to buy my clothes. I want to iron them, but anyway, so just sold that via the wonders of Gumtree. I've not had a lot of luck selling stuff through Gumtree, but that's gone quite quickly. I had 3 inquiries on it within about 5 or 6 hours, and the second one I spoke to pretty much said she'd have it without even looking at it. She says, "Oh, can you deliver it to me house and I'll have it?" And I've just taken it round there now. I tell you what, I took it around to this house and had quite a sort of narrow street, no off-street parking, so I've had to park on the other side of the street from this lass's house. And she opened the door and she stood there with a in her pyjamas with a small toddler in her arms, and I kind of thought, well, you knew I was coming, surely you should have put some clothes on. But hey, each to their own and all that. I worked as an appliance engineer knocking on doors for 12 years. I'm kind of used to it now. But I said, "Hey, I brought you a cross trainer for you." She said, would you do me a favour? She says, "Is it heavy?" I said, no, you're right, I can carry it across the road. It's just a little bit cumbersome, as you can imagine. And she said, "Oh, would you do me a favour? Would you mind bringing it upstairs, please?" And I said, "Yeah, okay then." Now, I'm not casting any stereotypes here, but she's an Eastern European lady, or girl. She was quite young, I said, "Yeah, of course, well, no problem." So it's a terraced house with the sort of two reception rooms. So the front room and then the sort of back room, and the staircase is a doorway off. Literally, you walk through a doorway into the stairwell. Obviously, I've been in loads of different houses, so I'm kind of quite familiar with the design of them. And when I saw it was one of those, I thought, "Oh, great, I'm going to struggle to get this up here." So I managed to negotiate this thing, which is, like, probably 5 foot tall, and I'm carrying it sort of with outstretched arms, sort of resting against my thighs, trying to push it around this corner. And I've got to get it in through the doorway, around the corner. It's a three-story house, so there's a staircase above the staircase, so I've got a sloping ceiling all the way up. I'm kind of really, I was literally had centimeters away from scratching either the paintwork or this bloody machine. And I'm almost at the top of the stairs, and obviously I've assumed that this lass is at home on her own, so I'm quite happy to help out. Hey, chivalry's not dead, you know. Next thing, this bloke appears at the top of the stairs, doesn't speak, just stands there and watches me struggle with this thing at the top of the stairs. And I'm kind of like, you can see that I'm really, I mean, it's not particularly heavy, it's just awkward. And you can see I was struggling to get up the stairs. And he just stood there, just absolutely stood, and just never even sort of intimated that he was going to help until I'd put it on the landing at his feet. I couldn't actually push it any further back because he stood in the way of me. I had to ask him to move in order to get the damn thing past him. And he just stood there. And then eventually, this lass asked me to show her how it worked. And I just went to give her a very quick sort of show around it. And as I'm talking to her, he just came around, pushed me out of the way, grabbed it and dragged it off into the bedroom. I thought, well, hang on. Oh, you know. Anyway, she stuck 40 quid in my hand, which is more than half of what we paid for it. And we've had it for about 5 years. So I don't think we've done too badly. Maybe not five. Yeah, probably about 5 years I've had it by. So I don't think we've done too bad. Money well spent at the time, I guess. So then I was on my way home and I thought, we need some milk, we need some bread. I don't normally get over to this neck of the woods of an evening, so I will call in at Morrison's. And I had a cunning plan. I had a yearning of desire, a passion that I've needed to passion no that's not the right way to say it is it an urge that I've needed to No, how can I say this? Anyway, I've wanted to try something for a while, and I've talked about this very briefly the other night, although I talked about something else at length on a similar vein. I'll get there. Rog shops at Morrison's. Rog did an audio boo a while back, doing a live tasting of Coca-Cola flavoured donuts. Well, after my disgust or ambivalence towards the salt and vinegar donuts that I purchased the other night from Tesco. I thought, oh, here's my chance. I'm in Morrison's. I can purchase a Coca-Cola, a bag of Coca-Cola flavored donuts. So I headed to the donut place, and the place was bereft of donuts. Not a single donut to be had, unless I wanted a Cadbury's caramel donut or something like that. But I didn't want one of those. I wanted Coca-Cola. It was Coca-Cola or nothing. But there were none of Morrison's flavoured donuts there. None at all. They had all been devoured by the greedy people of Mansfield Woodhouse prior to my visit. I was going to complain and say, excuse me, Mr. Morrison person, why haven't you got any donuts here? You should have anticipated my arrival and told me, and I knew that I wanted some Coca-Cola donuts to try so I could be like my friend Rog, who said they were so deliciously, wonderfully gorgeous. But no. Alas, there were none. So the taste sensation of the Coca-Cola flavoured donut is still evading my palate. I must pay a visit to Morrison's again soon, earlier in the day perhaps, when there are a bevy of donuts to be had of all different flavours. Although I will only purchase Coca-Cola ones, because that is my mission. Oh, Jesus. Sometimes I wonder where it comes from, you know. I just go off and I suddenly think, you're getting a bit carried away here. Wind it up. Anyway, I'm almost back at home now, so I'm going to deposit this cash into my wife's purse, probably, and I'll never see it again, because that's just how things work, isn't it? And then I'm hoping to have a fairly relaxing evening. Dinner's done, dishwasher's on, everything is sorted. So hopefully I can relax. Ooh, I think I've got an episode of Geordie Shore to watch. Oh yes, Geordie Shore. I think it might be the last episode in the series as well. Boo hiss. That's not good. That's not good. But yes, I will do a boo about Geordie Shore. I promise you, I will. Anyway, I've got to go because I'm running out of time and I'm back at home. I'm just about to reverse onto my drive. So I will engage reverse, parking sensor will come on, rear wash wipe will operate, and I will drive in a backwards direction. So, until tomorrow, good people of Audio Boo, I hope you're all well, I hope you're all happy, and thank you for listening to me. I'll catch you all later. Take care now. Bye-bye.